Hey, I'm here with Kevin Mullen, the owner of Rare Form Brewing in Troy, New York. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Right on. I'm actually here because Kevin and crew are brewing a beer as part of the Summer of Love collaboration, which is a fundraiser for the New York State Brewers Association. But before I get into all that, on a separate podcast or video, I'd like to learn from Kevin a little bit about Rare Form Brewing. So, Kevin, where did the name come from, and how did you choose Troy, New York?
Well, those are really both good questions and completely different as far as answering them. So, as far as where Rare Form came from, we wanted something that's a little bit more unique. Talks about how we look at our recipes and the style of beers that we're doing and playing around with stuff and being a little bit more adventurous. And then also, art is a big component of my wife and I, and so how art fits into beer as well. Her art has a lot of lines and form and deals with a lot of that in an abstract manner, and we kind of felt like our beers are looking at an abstract manner as well. And we were going back and forth with names for years, and one day came out with Rare Form, and rare is in like something that we were talking about with what we're doing with our beers, and then form, that which is also the art and the style of art that she was doing. So the two together was a perfect double entendre for us, where you could be in Rare Form, which is also really good, or you could be in Rare Form, which could also be you're having a crazy night. So it was fitting for how we felt at the time, and loved the name ever since.
Yeah, right on. And Kevin's wife is a professional artist and art professor, I believe. And she designed your logo and your whole brand, right? Which is very 70s retro, kind of iconic already.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. We kind of think of it as when we were designing this place, we did it all ourselves. And she did all the design and the logo. But the space itself is the brewery area in the back. We kind of thought was like when the lights are on back there, it's like a Breaking Bad scene. And then when the lights are off, it turns the front area into almost like a 70s ski lodge in a sci-fi film from the 60s.
That's awesome. Is there one particular 70s sci-fi film that stands out for you?
No, I love them all. We're both big sci-fi fans. So.
Right on. And so I know art and music are big components of your brand. Troy Division, being a play, of course, on Joy Division, and Troy Division's probably your signature beer? Or?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely one of our signature beers for sure, and that's playing off some of our favorite bands and our favorite music, and genres of music. So, and we have a lot of, if you really delve into it, with looking at our names and looking at the beers that we do, a lot of them, almost all of them, have some type of music reference. Most of them aren't so subtle, which is one of the things that we kind of enjoy, because some people get them and some people don't, and that's kind of the fun part.
That's a lot like Single Cut. Their whole brand is really, really immersed in music. Yours is more music and art, I would say, kind of the two different modes of artistic expression. But yeah, for them, it's kind of funny. Where does this song come from? Or, what's the artist they're referring to? And so do you have a beer name that's kind of like you want to share a secret right now that most people aren't going to know?
I don't know. I mean, right now, that kind of puts me on the spot. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. There's so many. I feel like I'll have to think about that one, because there's some ones in there that are pretty deep.
And so thinking about music for a second, what's your favorite music, or what do you like to listen to? There's always great music playing at Rare Form every single time I step in.
I feel like we have a pretty eclectic mix, a lot of it is rooted from our time in Seattle and our time in Colorado, but mostly I think Seattle is what really kind of rooted our main music genre. Like, we went out there because we loved the music, fell in love with Seattle because of the area, but also because of the music, and we're at shows every night the entire duration that we were out there, and so that's influenced us quite a bit. So I think that, and that could be from, at that point, grunge rock, obviously, to anywhere to where the beginning of, like, folk and some of the bands that are more popular in Seattle that are more out here, but some of those things that have grown from that or gone into, You know, I mean, there's always so many new bands coming out. One of my old classic favorites, I guess not old, I'm not that old, but like LCD Sound System or Daft Punk, you know. Those are some of that will stay with me forever. But then, you know, that goes back to Kraftwerk, you know, which is just a straight classic. There's just, I don't know, there's so much good music out there that it's,
you know. There's good music and good beer.
Every gets inspired by everybody, so it's.
There's good music and good beer, and they go hand in hand, and that's really what the Peace, Love, Beer and Music Festival is all about. It's merging those two communities in a, you know, in a natural way as a fundraiser for New York State Brewers Association. So thank you, Kevin, so much. I am going to go over to the bar right now and get myself some Biscuit Beats Session IPA. All right, take it easy.
Thank you.